WTAW News time is 6:05. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Several questions are still being asked about the Obama administration's plan for free community college. State Representative John Rainey was asked his opinion on WTAW's The Infomaniacs last week, and he says it's frightening.
Somebody's got to pay for it, and that's the problem. I know that we do need to encourage people to go to community college, and we need to make sure our community colleges are doing a better job than they are. Something like only 30% of the college students that go to community college ever finish.
Rainey went on to say he's not criticizing Blinn College in that regard, as its transfer rate to A&M is much higher. He says the state also needs more vocational and technical training programs. A report Saturday of an armed robbery at the Duchesne Apartments on Harvey Mitchell Parkway led to two drug-related arrests. College Station police say 34-year-old Gerard Hood of College Station was charged with possession of over a pound of marijuana, 50 grams of cocaine, and 90 Xanax tablets. During the investigation, police separately arrested 23-year-old Marquise Oliver Pruitt of Houston for possession of 39 tablets of ecstasy and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle for a car reported stolen by Houston PD in December. Proposed legislation that could lead to casting ballots online in Texas has again been filed by State Representative Donna Howard from Austin. She says the bill calls for anyone to be able to vote online or via email, but the general public is not her first consideration.
It's really our military forces that have real challenges in exercising their right to vote. Of all people, the people that we send overseas to serve their country.
Howard says other states currently allow online voting, and she thinks Texas should see what's working and what's not working in those states before moving forward. Open carry gun advocates again took to the state capitol to get their message across to state lawmakers. There are nine open carry bills in the legislature. Only two are being endorsed by Open Carry Texas.
Both of which would remove the licensing requirement to be able to carry a firearm. So if you can legally own a firearm, you should be able to legally carry a firearm without a license. 31 states are already that way. There's no reason Texas can't be.
That's Open Carry Texas President C.J. Grisham. Governor Abbott says signing open carry legislation into law is one of his priorities. January 31st is the last day for taxpayers to pay their property taxes, but this year, the 31st falls on a Saturday. According to tax collector Christine Rowe, taxpayers will be given two additional days to get their payments in, making the deadline Monday, February 2nd. Call the Brazos County Tax Office at 361-4470 for more information. WTAW News time is 6:08. It's 51 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's about luck.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight.
It's about love.
I'll
And now it's about time for the classic musical the New York Times cheers defines Broadway Dazzle. It's about the hottest show you'll see all season. So get the winning ticket, Guys and Dolls.
Presented by MSC Opus, February 7th in Rudder Auditorium, sponsored by Allstate. Call 845-1234.
Good morning, it's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
High pressure continues to stretch from New Mexico across Texas. It'll result in partly to mostly sunny skies for today. Temperatures, they're going to have the tendency to climb up to 70 to 75. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight, lows near 50. Good deal of sunshine in the forecast for tomorrow. We're warm, 70 to 75. Clear to partly cloudy, 55 tomorrow night. Partly to mostly sunny Thursday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to be talking about Aggie women's hoops last night. They were in South Carolina taking on the top-ranked Lady Gamecocks. I'll tell you how well they fare tonight. The Aggie men are going to be in action, and they're on the road as well, going to be heading out to Auburn. We'll preview that one. Robert Kraft says somebody will owe him an apology and the New England Patriots if Deflategate turns out to be debunked, I guess. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit, and also the Australian Open down under with the tennis. We'll talk about that later on in sports.
Yeah. I turned on the TV about 9:30 last night, and you know, it's like it's daylight over there or something.
It's almost like it's on the other side of the world.
Yeah, really, like live television.
It's
from there.
Weird.
Yeah. Anyway. you know, a million years ago, one of the first things that ESPN had, because, you know, there was a time when ESPN didn't have contracts for the stuff they've got now.
Yeah.
So they had rather unusual things, and one of the first things they had was Australian rules football.
Oh.
Now, you want to talk to real world? Those are men. I mean, golly. And I don't know why they don't show some of that some more. I mean, I understand there's probably some ability necessary to do what those skateboard people do, but I tell you, there's blood and injury in Australian rules football.
Well, I'm assuming that's the one. It's hard to tell the difference between Australian rules football and rugby. I mean, they're very similar.
Sure, fine, yeah, and I'm not an aficionado enough to know. I just know it's a bunch of guys who don't have many pads on who do run into each other pretty hard.
Yeah, I've seen it on TV every now and then.
But that was, it is. It's kind of different. Well, they drink beer out of bigger cans down there, too. So, of course, Valentine's Day coming up, and Valentine's Day is good for some, but, you know, if you've been, I don't know, if you felt the sting of rejection before, the San Francisco Zoo now has an opportunity for you. If you want to get back at an ex or you are feeling the sting of said rejection, they have, they've given you an opportunity to adopt a hissing cockroach or giant scorpion in honor of your ex someone for Valentine's Day.
Man. Talk about an upgrade.
Yeah, going in the other direction. The zoo is highlighting two of its less desirable inhabitants through the Adopt an Animal program that is usually used to raise money for the care of your more cuddly, attractive features like penguins and lions and pandas, oh my. It has a Valentine's special comparing the creepy characters like the Madagascar hissing cockroach and the giant hairy scorpion native to the southwest U.S. to those heartbreaking mammals that have the two legs. As one spokesman said, these invertebrates are aggressive, active, and alarmingly nocturnal. A lot like my low-life ex. Anyway, in the promotional page for the desert scorpion, it says, also, just like you know who, when a suitable victim wanders by, the scorpion grabs the doomed creature with its pinchers and stings the prey. How charming. Mm. For $50 and up, donors can adopt a scorpion and have the zoo send a certificate and a stuffed stinger to the person inspiring the adoption. The cockroach Valentine that the zoo also says it represents something that could be detrimental to your love life. It costs $25.
See, I was thinking they'd have at least a black widow somewhere in there.
Ooh, that'd be good, praying too. Mantis. That would be. Praying mantis would be nasty, too. That's
it's gonna good. Be a good morning.
Well, at least they've got a sense of humor there for all those folks with bad love karma.
We got a lot of information.
And I'm sure a donkey would work, too. Well, in certain cases.
That could do it. Yeah. Have you been spurned? Yes.
I'm not bitter.
I was going to say, next year they may have a T-shirt to go along with it. That'd be good, huh?
Yeah.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Brian Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, including almost everything a homeowner needs to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home Magazine is featured at the 2015 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising prices, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 614. If you're keeping count, it's January the 27th. That means it's the 27th day of the year. Got 338 of them to go. This is chocolate cake day.
Holla.
Just a
whole day.
Yeah, well, but there you go. You can celebrate for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's punch the clock day if you have to do that. It's also the anniversary of the death of Thomas Crapper. That's right. Mr. Crapper was a London plumber who heavily promoted the modern flush toilet.
Really?
Yes, but did not invent it. He held 9 related patents. One of it is that floating ball cock thing. That was him.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you are.
Mr. Crapper was a great, great man.
He really was. And, you know, he didn't do that, flush it without touching thing. And, of course, those new ones that they have don't look anything like the old ones. You know, you go to the store to replace that thing, and it's, you know,
equal flow or whatever those things are called now. So it's at least for the time being, it just showed that technology has moved forward on so many fronts. But at least for them, this is the anniversary of his death. So there you go. And we've got the birthdays of.
Birthdays today. Daisy Lowe is turning 26. She's the daughter of Bush singer Gavin Rossdale, who I know that Allie's a big fan.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, so anyways, you got that going for you. Hannah Teeter is turning 28 today. And you're talking about those Dane kids riding their skateboards. Well, she's a snowboarder.
Ah, okay.
She won gold medal in the 2006 Winter Olympics on the half pipe and picked up a silver medal in 2010. Jake Pavelka is turning 37. I figured you'd know this guy, Scott. He's lost on the fifth season of The Bachelor.
That's right.
Or Bachelorette, I apologize. Okay, but well, then he was on The Bachelor. Actually, a girl that he proposed to on The Bachelor turned him down, too. So this guy just has bad luck.
Yeah.
Jermaine Jackson Jr. is turning 38 today. Of course, he's a nephew of Tito.
Man, you hate that that's your claim to fame.
Yeah,
you know?
There you go. Yeah, Patton Oswalt is turning 46.
Wait,
a
who,
comedian.
Who?
Patton Oswalt?
The one and only Patton Oswalt, the one who brought us...
Can you take all those food items and pile them in a single bowl for me?
That's it. That's Patton Oswalt.
And KFC heard his demands.
Yes, they did.
So Patton Oswalt's turning 46
today.
By
the way, just a minute. Excuse me. We have KFC food news today, too.
Ooh.
There's more.
Oh, it's
more.
Incredible. Yeah.
And I didn't eat either, so I'm
okay,
able to.
It'll be perfect. All right.
All right. Francine Lawrence is turning 47 today.
Yeah.
He's a little nasally. Good singer, though. Really like his stuff. Alan Cumming's turning 50. He's an actor. He's been in The Good Wife.
He's the host of Masterpiece Theater, too, now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's Scottish. He talks funny when they let him. You know, when he's on The Good Wife, he has to talk like an American.
Yeah, like a normal person.
He talks
American.
Funny. Yeah.
American. He's also an X-Men, for those who don't know. Bridget Fonda's turning 51.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've seen her in anything.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Olbermann is turning 56.
Proves you can be a liberal and be in sports.
Did you hear what he said about Texas A&M a while back about the whole 12th man thing?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyways, Mimi Rogers is turning 59. John Roberts is turning 60.
Oh, news dude.
So, yeah.
Oh, no.
That's the Supreme Court Justice.
Supreme Court Justice. There you go. Right. Pink Floyd drummer Nick Mason is turning 71.
Mm-hmm.
James Cromwell is turning 75.
Wow.
And he's 6'7". I always wondered how tall he was because he is a tall guy. But, yes. You know, he's been in a ton of stuff. Green Mile, he was the warden. Babe. Mm-hmm. Muhammad Al-Fayed is turning 82 today.
Really?
So there you go.
Do we have Chris Collinsworth, football dude?
No, I don't have Chris Collinsworth.
56. And had he taken better care of you? Oh, Mimi Rogers is 59.
You got him.
Yeah, I got him.
Sorry. And had he taken better care of himself, Amadeus Mozart would have been 259 today.
Well,
just in case you think you've accomplished something in your life, ladies and gentlemen, by the time he was 20, he had already composed 30 symphonies, 9 operas, 6 sonatas, 5 violin concertos, and a host of other musical pieces.
And he's still dead.
That's... And he was less than 40 when he died. He was 36.
Yeah, and for so many of us, Tom Hulce, is that his name, who won the Oscar for Mozart. That's what we thought he was like, but we're not sure if that's really true. All right, 619.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Microsoft's quarterly earnings fell more than 10% to $5.8 billion, hurt by costs related to its streamlining effort and its integration of the mobile phone business acquired from Nokia last year. Shares are down almost 7% in pre-market trading. Industrial machinery maker Siemens AG says net profit fell 25% in its most recent quarter as lower earnings at its key power and gas business weighed on the bottom line. That was worse than expected. India expects the U.S. to withdraw its complaint to the World Trade Organization against local purchasing rules in its federal solar program, as the growth of the South Asian nation's solar sector will likely mean more business opportunities for U.S. companies. A dispute settlement panel at the WTO is due to hear complaints made by the U.S. against India's federal solar program next week. On Wall Street, futures indicating a lower open after stocks closed slightly higher yesterday. The Dow Industrials added 6, the NASDAQ gained 14. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right, General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, for all the women that believe in women's rights in America that were so offended, that were championing Sandra Fluck and out there critical of Mitt Romney, binders, ask yourself this question. You got to defend the right of a woman in Saudi Arabia to wear a bikini? And I'm not being flippant here. To wear a dress, to wear a skirt, to wear high heels in public, to drive in public by herself, to be able to leave the house alone without a male relative, that's life in a Muslim country under Sharia. Yeah, our friends the Saudis that are trying to drop the price of oil so that American oil production stops. They're doing it on purpose. They're not doing it because they care about you getting lower prices at the pump.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, if your New Year's resolutions include updating those disintegrating old blinds in the game room, well, meet Blinds.com, your window's new best friend. Now, it's no secret that I've updated my house with their custom window treatments. I love their service, selection, and the savings I got. Now, welcome the new year in your home with brand new blind shades, shutters, and drapes from Blinds.com. And as always, you get free color samples, free shipping, free expert advice, and prices that will crush prices you'll find in any store. That's Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Hey, friends, it's a new year, and that means you probably made a few new promises to yourself to be fitter and healthier. You know, nothing could put a stop to your best intentions than those aches and pains from all that working out. My solution? Salon Pause Jet Spray. If you have back pain, knee pain, all over pain, no problem. Salon Pause Jet Spray has powerful ingredients that begin to work on contact without the mess and freeze pain away for up to 8 hours. Now look for the blue bottle with the blue cap. It's called Salon Pause for targeted relief.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Guilty as charged, I'll say it from the outset. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? In my case, a third grader. But it's not just a TV show. It's your life, man. A new study found 2 out of 3 parents say they can't help their kids with homework because it's too hard. Now, granted, I have some problems. I have dyslexia, and spelling is just a nightmare, even in third grade. But half of them say sometimes they even quickly use Google to help out with their kids, not even knowing. And 1/3 are worried the kids' teachers are judging them over the quality of the kids' homework. Guilty of charged again. The study also found the 10 school subjects parents struggle with the most, 8 of which are related to math or science. And like Scott always says, here's the top 9 because we don't do 10. Algebra, fractions, trigonometry, the Pythagorean theory, ratios, Roman history, long division, Civil War history, and the periodic table of elements. We're not even that far yet. I'm doomed. Doomed, I say. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps, with the finest outdoor shooting facility in town, bar none. I've been to all of them, and in my humble opinion, the concrete pads, all of them covered. You're not going to walk through mud to get there. You're not going to have to drive someplace else to get there. It's right there, all in one area. 2 pistol bays, one of them with metal targets, 1 long-range bay for the rifles, a fully stocked pro shop where you can even rent some exotic weapons just to kind of play around with if you want. To find out more, go to gun-corps, C-O-R-P-S, like Marine Corps, just like the owners, retired Marine Corps guys, gun-corps.com. Or in their new location on Texas Avenue and College Station in the same shopping center as Prospectors across from the Kettle. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Appreciate you listening.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Did you know that the lack of roof maintenance is one of the leading reasons manufacturers deny roof claims? Even roofs with as little as 3 years of age need maintenance and may be required to validate manufacturer's warranties. That's why we offer the Overhead Care Club, our roof maintenance program. It comes with an annual 17-point roof inspection, roof debris removal, gutter cleaning, and much more. Call today and ask about our Overhead Care Club.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Good morning, it's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Sunny, high temperature about 74 today. Winds will be out of the northwest at about 5, so it should be pretty okay, and actually even laying down below that this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 48. Tomorrow, it's 75 degrees. 75. Call your friends in the northeast. South winds at 5 to 10 to make it even better. 53 for a low temperature tomorrow night. Then we'll have 72 and partly cloudy on Thursday. About 57 on Friday. We'll have a wind shift. It'll be cloudy. And then on Friday night, a 40% chance of showers. And on Saturday, we're looking at 56 and a 50-50 chance of showers. So enjoy the next couple of days. They ought to be ideal. Southwesterly winds right now at 3, 68% relative humidity. Fair skies, we're looking at 48 degrees.
Howdy, this is Royce Hickman, President and CEO of the Bryan-College Station Chamber of Commerce. I want to personally invite you to the Chamber's annual Economic Outlook Conference. This year's event will focus on following the money in 2015. We will look at new industry, new commercial and residential construction, plus overall growth in Bryan, College Station, and at Texas A&M. It's a look into our future from the people making it happen. The event will be held at the Hilton on Wednesday, January the 28th from 7:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. Call the Chamber at 260-5200 for tickets or log on to bcschamber.org. See you there.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out and got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It's not just what you eat for dinner that's important. It's who you eat dinner with and what you do while you're eating. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I think we do.
Nice.
Let's bring it in. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, who smells like bacon?
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
In the last few years, there's been a lot of talk and research about the importance of families eating dinner together, and that research is pretty astounding.
It turns out that dinner conversation for young children boosts vocabulary even more than reading aloud to them.
Ann Fischel, co-founder of the Family Dinner Project and author of the book Home for Dinner.
And then for school-age kids, regular family dinners are associated with higher achievement at school. It's even a better benefit than doing homework, playing sports, or doing art.
When families eat dinner together at home, they tend to eat better, which means better health and less obesity.
There's a whole stack of studies that link regular family dinners with lowering several high-risk behaviors in teenagers, like smoking, eating disorders, substance abuse, and early sexual activity. There's a recent study that even shows that kids who have been cyberbullied bounce back more quickly.
Now, there's nothing magical about dinner, says Anne. If scheduling conflicts prevent dinner together, try breakfast or lunch. Just make sure it's a meal and that people are talking.
If the TV is on, or if there's technology at the table, or Stony Silence, the family dinners don't have all those wonderful benefits that I just mentioned.
It's Something You Should Know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A report Saturday of an armed robbery at the Duchesne Apartments on Harvey Mitchell Parkway led to two drug-related arrests. College Station police say 34-year-old Gerard Hood of College Station was arrested for possession of over a pound of marijuana, 50 grams of cocaine, and 90 Xanax tablets. During the investigation, police separately arrested 23-year-old Marquise Oliver Pruitt of Houston for possession of 39 tablets of ecstasy and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle for a car reported stolen by the Houston PD in December. The Obama administration recently proposed a plan to give community college students their education for free.
It's kind of frightening to me. We already have so many entitlements from a federal level that cost the taxpayers money.
State Representative John Rainey says we need more vocational and technical training in the state.
We need people that can do jobs like plumbing and electricity, and we need people that can do these biotech jobs that are going to be coming into Bryan College Station, and that's going to require technicians that run computers and do lab work, things like that, that I don't understand,
sure,
frankly.
Yeah.
But we need to be having technical training for folks that will give them a skill that's marketable.
Rainey visits with WTAW's Infomaniacs every Thursday. You can hear the full interview online at WTAW.com. When it comes to gas, could the joyride be over?
Chances are that retail price cuts are bottoming out and will soon cease altogether.
Gasoline analyst Trilby Lundberg blames increases at the wholesale level. She says it would take another big drop to cause the retail price to go lower. The Texas AAA overnight average was down a fraction of $1.84 to $1.84.5 a gallon. Open carry rights advocates at the state capitol believe 2015 is the year the state legislature finally makes it legal for them to wear sidearms without a license.
Nearly 100 gathered peacefully outside of the South Capitol steps. Quite a difference from a couple of weeks ago when other open carry advocates tried to intimidate State Rep Poncho Navarro.
I walk out on my own power.
Hey, you need to leave now. I'm asking you to leave my office.
I'm asking you to leave my state.
Open carry Texas President C.J. Grisham hopes these other groups don't hurt their cause.
Those individuals don't speak for all Texas gun owners. They don't even speak for all open carry advocates.
Grisham feels now with Governor Abbott's support, this could be their year.
I think we have the numbers for, I think we can get it. I think we're getting there.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
If you could vote online in Texas, would you take advantage of it? It's something a Central Texas lawmaker is considering. Austin State Representative Donna Howard is proposing legislation that would give Texans the ability to cast a ballot via the internet. She says other states are taking advantage of technology, and it's something Texas lawmakers should consider.
The bill itself is just looking at the practice in general, and it's not obviously putting anything in place. It's looking at what works, what doesn't work, what would work here in Texas.
Howard says under the current system, ballots are mailed, which sometimes leads to delays in receiving ballots and could keep them from being counted. With the drone crashing on the White House lawn and multiple drones seen flying over Kyle Field construction last year, many Texas drone users are worried that a push for new laws and regulations could be on the way. Harry Davidson and Willie Williams say they routinely fly their drones around North Texas to take pictures, not to spy.
As long as we respect others' interests and privacy, that's fine and not invaded.
And the government likes to regulate, so all it will take is a few things happen and then there'll be, you know, concern enough to push it through.
Some estimate that in 10 years, the drone could be an $82 billion industry. The FAA has already said they're looking into new regulations. WTAW News Time, 6:34. It's 51 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news on the way at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
6:36, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Satellite photos this morning showing a little bit of cloudiness drifting across the region. We should be partly to mostly sunny through it today. High temperatures reaching 70 to 75. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, lows around 50. Warm weather continues into tomorrow. It's partly to mostly sunny, 70 to 75. Clear to partly cloudy and 55 tomorrow night. Good deal of sunshine Thursday, and highs once again 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie women's basketball was on the road last night facing top-ranked South Carolina, and it didn't really turn out very well for the Aggs, but hopefully they'll be able to bounce back. I'll tell you all about it coming up, as well as Aggie men are on the road. They're riding a four-game win streak. Hopefully they can keep that win streak alive tonight at Auburn. And we're going to be talking about, of course, Super Bowl matchup coming up this Sunday. And Deflategate isn't the only thing on the schedule, I guess, but that's definitely being talked about. We'll talk a little bit more about it. Sorry, Scott. And more coming up in sports.
Now, when is the big media interview day, or is that already
started? Well, the guys, the players have already been meeting with the media. Everybody is down in Glendale, Arizona, but Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, came out yesterday and basically said, and we'll hear a little bit of his press conference, that if the NFL doesn't find the Patriots guilty, they need to apologize. So,
yeah. So there. Okay. Well, I certainly hope that we are opening a new era in NFL footballdom where they'll make sure that those little guys are inflated as they should be. Maybe then it put epoxy into the little fill hole, and then when it's done, go ahead and split the footballs with a knife so they can never be used again after that one game. What do you think?
I totally agree. That sounds perfectly.
They've got plenty.
Little lockout tabs should suffice.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, it takes a long time to get football's game ready.
Hello.
I can't really hear you on the radio this morning.
Well, we may have a low power issue. I'll go to work on that. Thank you. All right, we'll feed some more gerbils.
Dusty!
Go to RadioAggieland.com. You can listen to us digitally all around the world. It's almost like we're right next door. So you think just a little lockout valve?
Yeah. Okay. We shouldn't have all plugged our hybrids in this morning.
That's what it was. That's exactly what it was. So, once again, we have a drone crash on the lawn of the White House.
The latest I heard, they said it may have just gotten away from the operator.
Right,
that there was no malintent.
That he was a low-level government employee up until yesterday, I guess.
He was employed until yesterday.
Yeah, so I don't know what he's doing now. Yeah, apparently lost control. But, you know,
it just illuminated one of my concerns, which is anyone can already do this right
yes,
now.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. As I was hearing that story yesterday afternoon, I'm thinking, you know, there has to be some sort of force field technology. There really has to be.
You can pass all the laws you want. People are going to do this.
Yes, you're
until
exactly
you can
right.
Zap it out of the
Fire
sky.
Fire up the shields.
Exactly right. Until they have this glowing White House out there, and then, of course, the Capitol and any place else where a member of Congress or the Senate would be. They are. And again, it amazes me that there have not been more, and I don't want to use the word terrorist, really, but more vandalism-type acts with these things.
Yeah.
I mean, because they can bring, don't even think explosive device. They could carry any kind of a germ agent. I mean, there's any number of ways that these things could be doing that. And I'm kind of surprised.
I'm kind of surprised the government hasn't done anything faster.
I mean, seriously, you could throw up some poles and bird netting right now.
Yes, you could. You really could. You could put a physical, you could put some sort of a physical barrier out there.
So what are you, what, besides that, I don't, granted that you can do that at the White House, but nationwide,
oh,
are you
no,
going to put some
nothing.
Kind of check on it?
No, not at all. And, you know, again, guys, years ago, they were concerned about burying the railroad track at Welburn by the football stadium with the idea that what if there were some sort of a chemical rupture mm-hmm. in a train that was passing while you had a football stadium at that time full of 78,000 people,
oh,
what
sure
could
would.
Happen? Well, now you're talking about, I mean, again, 100
plus.
Sure, and somebody can just fly something in there. I don't know what the solution is. All we're doing is shining a light on it, but I'm surprised that the government has not worked faster to do something about
that. I was speaking about this with old Mr. Downs the other day, and we...
old Grandpa
Downs.
Well,
no, we were talking. We wondered, you know, what keeps people from doing this? Because mm-hmm. in times of extreme drought, it would be nothing for someone to go out there, set a time device to mm-hmm. just start a fire mm-hmm. and create all sorts of havoc. Just nuisance. I mean, that's a huge nuisance, but people could do all sorts of bad things.
Yes.
They don't. There's just this innate desire to not really be a jerk.
I'm glad that Kevin's picked this week to leave, so my... my paranoia radar can go up a little bit.
Yeah,
listening to you guys.
So you can do that. That's
well,
exactly
you know.
Right. Yeah, you could be asleep not even having to worry about this.
You can
yeah.
you can dream up any number of ways to wreak havoc.
Yes.
And you don't.
Uh-huh.
So
well, that separates
it takes
the,
a special kind, yeah. a really weird kind of person to get out there and do all these terrible things. So all this terrible stuff could be happening, but I think the fact that it doesn't on a regular basis means we're reasonably safe.
Okay, but when that next one happens... how do we ramp up and respond?
What, okay, that's fine. Ramp up and respond is one thing, but how do you nip it in the bud? That's where a lot of people are. That's where a lot of times we find overreach.
Okay, but isn't that what Homeland Security is?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
To a degree.
Yeah.
How safe? I mean, how much do you need to fortify your home? Most times, you just lock the door. You could, you know, harden your living space,
uh-huh.
but you don't,
right?
Because there's only so much you can do.
That's all. Write that down somewhere. There's only so much you can say. That's like a Tom Turby. Tom Turbyville used to say there's a 10% chance of anything happening. So yeah, you're right. Yeah, you can only do so much. But still, somewhere, somehow, for those people who are supposed to be protecting the leaders of our government, they have to be a little concerned.
Maybe they just sick somebody out there with an aerial assault rifle or something like
hey,
that.
Hey, there are guys who'd like to do that.
Yeah,
and gals,
down.
Too.
Yeah.
You know, a little shotgun.
Pew, pew.
Yeah. Well, we had a story about that a few months ago, a guy shooting drones down. I think you can do it in Colorado. Well, you can do a lot of stuff in Colorado. What the heck? House Democrats introduced a mandatory paid parental leave bill yesterday in an effort to try and force the GOP lawmakers to take some sort of a stance on a proposal they believe enjoys broad public support. The bill would allow federal employees to take 6 weeks of paid time off for birth, adoption, or foster placement of a child. They tried to vote in the Senate to end debate on the XL pipeline, meaning that would force a vote. They didn't have the number of votes they needed to end the debate. What's interesting is Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, had to vote no instead of yes on the bill, because had he voted yes, then he would not have been able to bring it back up. The reason that they didn't have enough votes to do this, the senators needed to get out of town because the snow was coming.
Uh-oh.
We can't have them in D.C.
It wasn't snowing in Washington.
No, it didn't. No, it did not. It did not snow much, but they just...
Sounds like they were safe.
They needed to get out before the snowpocalypse or whatever came along. So we'll see. Turn our attention to Austin. It's more fun in Austin because, you know, whenever the legislature is in session, and you had this story today, what's interesting is... 19 of the 20 Republicans in the Senate have filed legislation yesterday that would allow concealed handgun license holders to carry on public college campuses. So, see what happens. Again, last week it was a little more confrontational.
Yeah.
They apparently came in and laid the groundwork a little bit better.
Well, they haven't even passed concealed carry, have they?
Well, they. I think the question, what they've done is they're trying to make the first question, I believe, public colleges and universities, because, I mean, that's a high concentration of individuals. I mean, I don't know where you go next. You go to concealed handgun license holders can carry at football games. You know, I mean, I maybe this is what their baby step is, to start at campus as far as that's concerned and move on from there. So that might be something we can talk to the state legislators about.
Well, I know they had a movement here at A&M about concealed carry on campus, but I don't know. I'm just surprised that you would just go ahead and buy and skip that step altogether and just go to open carry. But
yeah, I don't know that I may be placing words in their mouth, but I think that the leadership at A&M really was opposed to having that.
I'm sure they were,
and that's that could be part of it. So we'll see. The other group that was rocking and rolling yesterday was Texas bikers.
Yeah.
Hundreds of motorcycles roaring down Congress Avenue yesterday, headed for the Capitol, where a mass of bikers in jeans, leather vests, and baseball caps. Why do some of them come in three-piece suits, you know, just for a different look? I'd think that'd be more photogenic. Anyway, they're looking for some new stuff. Bikers from across the state rode to Austin to show support for several bills that would loosen up the traffic restrictions for motorcyclists. One of the most popular proposals in the House is Bill 813, lane splitting, that would allow bikers to cut through congested traffic, you know, side by side by side, and they're going,
how do they do that in South America? Why not here?
Well, they do it around here, too.
Yeah, I was about to say they already do it here.
Yeah, so I guess that would mean that it would not be against the law if that happened, but anyway, there you go. All right, it's 6:47.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I've spent a couple of days in the last couple of weeks cleaning my garage and getting all of my tools sorted out. There are some I just have given away or thrown away. There are some that I have saved because my father gave them when I was a young gardener. And then there are most of them, and those are the ones that I use frequently. We're going to talk about the best tools for Texas gardening right after this important message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format, 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, Neil Sperry. NeilSperry.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
If you're going to be a gardener anywhere in the world, you're going to need a long-handled, round-headed shovel. It's the basic tool for moving soil and amendments from one place to another. However, you don't dig and transplant trees and shrubs with this shovel. For that task, you need a sturdier, sharpshooter spade. For digging and dividing perennials, a short-handled, flat-bladed nursery spade works best. You may have to hunt a while for that particular tool, but once you have one, you'll never be without one again. I think they're sometimes called tile spades. You may also choose to have a short-handled, round-headed shovel for moving soil in tighter surroundings. Those are the shovels that I have in my garage. When it comes to rakes, you want to buy a rake with a reinforced bow. Rakes are used for combing through freshly tilled soil to remove roots and rocks and other debris. Turned upside down, rakes are also used for leveling soil that's soft. A good garden rake will last for many, many years. You'll need a leaf rake to pick up tree leaves and grass clippings. A garden rake will tear at the grass runners and do more damage than good. Leaf rakes are the one place where you can go to a lesser quality. The most expensive spring-backed leaf rakes tend to rip at runners just like the garden rakes do. Cheaper types may not last forever, but they're a lot easier to use. Then you have hoes. This is the kind of hoe that cuts weeds. Choose a type with a 6 or 7 inch head and a substantial handle for most general use. Buy a grubbing hoe for heavy weed chopping. Stay away from the combination hoe and fork products, or at least I've always stayed away from them. They never seem to work as they claim. How about spading forks? You'll need a short-handled spading fork with its much heavier tines to lift perennials and to turn and mix soil and compost. By comparison, if you want to pick up fallen leaves or big chunks of peat moss, you'll want a long-handled pitchfork. Use bypass scissors-style shears to cut small twigs most precisely. Have a pair of anvil shears with one cutting blade against one flat surface for heavier twigs, long-handled lopping shears for branches half to 1 inch in diameter, and a pruning saw for branches that are larger. Of course, we all have garden trowels, and just find one that fits your hand. That's the most important thing. I'm going to save watering equipment. It's a specialized science, and we'll save that one for another time. I'm Neil Sperry. Late winter pruning will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. The Texas A&M women hung close in the first half, but in the end, top-ranked South Carolina was just too much as the 12th-ranked Aggie ladies fell to the Lady Gamecocks 79-61 last night in Columbia. Ashiria Day led the Maroon and White with a season-high 15 points, with teammates Jordan Jones, Courtney Walker, and Courtney Williams joining her in double figures. The loss drops the ladies to 16-5 overall and 4-3 in SEC play. They'll look to bounce back this Sunday when they host Auburn at Reed Arena. Now, speaking of Auburn, that's who the Aggie men will be visiting tonight. A&M is riding high in the saddle after rattling off 4 straight wins, but leading scorer Jalen Jones says it can't stop there.
Oh, no, because we're not satisfied. You know, at the end of the day, we really want to make it to the tournament, and we know we got to keep pushing, keep fighting, and we're not going to take any team lightly, so we're going to come in there level-headed, and this is a big game because it's the next game.
Now, as for the matchup with the Tigers, Coach Billy Kennedy says the veteran team will be a good test for the Aggs.
3 seniors, and I think they start 2 juniors, but even their juniors are old. The Mason kids, a transfer, was, I think, the second leading scorer in the nation last year from New York. Scores a bunch of points. KT Harrell's a fifth-year senior, shooting 43% from the three-point line, so he's a threat. You know, they've got a lot of different weapons, and they're mature. You know, but they are new, and it's the Bruce Pearl first-year show. So when you go to Auburn, that's what you see. You know, a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm.
The Tigers are 10-9 overall and 2-4 in SEC play, while the Aggs are 13-5 and 4-2 in conference. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. at Auburn Arena, with broadcast starting at 7:30 right here on WTAW. With the season less than 3 weeks away, Texas A&M baseball suffered a big blow this past weekend as sophomore pitcher Tyler Stubblefield went down with a torn ACL. Stubblefield, who was projected to be a frontline starter for the Aggies, suffered the injury during an inter-squad scrimmage and is expected to be out at least 3 months. The lefty appeared in 17 games as a freshman last year, starting 11 of them and going 4-2 with a 3.81 ERA and 59 innings while striking out 61 batters. A big-time college hoops game last night in Ames as number 19 Texas visited number 15 Iowa State.
Yang, free throw line left. Lob pass and a two-hand dunk for Jameel McKay. Another assist for Niang, and Iowa State up 11 at 34-23.
The Longhorns would come back to make a game of it, but in the end, it was just too much to overcome as they fell to the Cyclones 89-86. Georgia's Niang scored 19 points, and Bryce DeJean Jones had 18 for Iowa State. Javon Felix had 20 points for Texas, which falls to 14-6 and 3-4 in the Big 12.
Seventh seed Tomas Berdych has advanced to the Australian Open men's semifinals after knocking off former champ Rafael Nadal. Randy Murray has also beat 19-year-old Australian Nick Kyrgios earlier this morning. On the women's side of the court, second seeded Maria Sharapova down number 7 Eugenie Bouchard and will meet 10th seeded Katerina Makarova in the semifinals. Super Bowl 49 is this Sunday, but all people seem to be talking about is Deflategate. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft addressed the issue yesterday and says if his Pats are found not guilty, someone needs to pay.
If the Wells investigation is not able to definitively determine that our organization tampered with the air pressure in the footballs, I would expect and hope that the league would apologize to our entire team, and in particular, Coach Belichick and Tom Brady, for what they have had to endure this past week.
Even though the investigation has no bearing on this Sunday's game against Seattle, that didn't stop Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman from chiming in. He says the league would never punish the Patriots.
I don't, because that's how it's going to be. That's the world we live in, I guess. That's the league we play in. You know, I guess they're too focused on Marshawn and his antics to worry about anything else.
Sherman's teammate Marshawn Lynch has been fined by the league multiple times for his refusal to talk with the media and has been threatened with a 15-yard penalty if he continues to use his lewd touchdown celebration. Just kind of a little fuel for the fire as the Seahawks and Pats gear up for what should be a good game. Kickoff is Sunday at 5:30 p.m. After taking last night off, the Dallas Mavericks are back on the floor tonight as they host the Memphis Grizzlies at 7:30. The NHL comes out of its All-Star break hibernation as the Dallas Stars head north of the border to visit the Montreal Canadiens at 6:30. And the High School Hoops Game of the Week returns tonight. It's going to be an old-fashioned showdown with A&M Consolidated Boys hosting Bryan. That one tips off at 6:15 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
You know, this has been such a strange weather year. It's supposed to be really, really cold, and we're going to be in the mid-70s this week, but it was water last week. It was a lot of rain. Whatever it happens to be, weather conditions cause critters to move around from where they're usually living to find someplace a little more hospitable, and that could be your home. And it could be that you've already had a problem with that first wave of cold weather that we had. The folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services here to help you out. They say they've gotten a lot of calls when it comes to the first cold weather that we had, and rodents trying to get into homes, whether it's rats or mice or squirrels or raccoons. It really doesn't matter. There are a lot of pests out there in the world that are trying to get out of their environs and get into yours. ABC Home and Commercial Services will send a trained inspector out to have a look at your home and develop a plan that is just right for you. They'll close all the openings to make sure that anything that's in there, first of all, gets caught, and there won't be any more coming in. ABC's been treating homes for all kinds of pests for over 50 years. And, of course, they back their work with a full warranty. Best of all, every ABC home specialist has undergone a comprehensive background screening so you can feel comfortable with ABC on your property. So get in touch with Bobby Jenkins at ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialist for your environment.
You know, it makes me smile when I hear the big banks trying to convince you they act like a community bank. I say, why don't you try the real thing? Brenham National Bank, serving the Brazos Valley since 1933. Member FDIC.
Since 1933, serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Get the best in fitness with AeroFit.